So Matthew 18, it says here, we must read every word carefully. Jesus sometimes would, in the Holy Spirit, in different parts of the scriptures, take sometimes one word and says, see what it says there, one word. It's not just one sentence. Matthew 18, verse 20, where two or three have gathered together in my name, or have been gathered together, that's the more accurate rendering, I am in their midst. So it's not where two or three gather together on their own. If he had said, where two or three gather together in my name, I am in the midst, then any people who take the name of Jesus and come together, he's there. But a lot of Christians who gather together in the name of Jesus Christ, he's not there. These are people who have been gathered together. Gathered together means somebody else did it. And that's the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit gathers together, even two or three, that's a church. The minimum size of a church is two or three gathered together by the Holy Spirit. But if people gather together, even if they are 30,000, it's not a church. It's a question of who has gathered them together. When the Holy, we know that the Holy Spirit has gathered people together by the fact that in such a church, Jesus Christ alone will be exalted. That church will worship God and not the alternative to God. There are people who worship the devil. They can't worship God. But Jesus said there are people who worship money. They can't worship God. He said there are only two masters in the world, God and money. So where money is an important thing in any church, Christ cannot be there. They can sing in the name of Christ, that's okay. He's not there. Because money is the most important thing in that church, not Jesus Christ. I would advise you never, never to join a church where money is more important than holiness of life, where money is more important than the presence of Jesus Christ and obedience to God's word. And I'll tell you, in Bangalore or anywhere else, more than 99% of churches, money is more important than God. To the pastor and to the people, I would not waste my time in such a church. If I'm in a place where I can't go to a church where God is most important, I'll sit at home. I will not sit in a church where money is more important than God, because I don't believe that God can be there. In one sense, God is everywhere. He's in the temple, he's in the gurdwara, he's in the mosque, and he's everywhere, all over the world in that sense, but not in the sense in where Jesus said, I am in the midst of two or three gathered together in my name. So, it's a very important verse, because I want to be in a church that has been gathered together, not in the name of money, not people who have been attracted by some clever preacher, but to gather together in the name of Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. And so, we need to ask ourselves, as we sang the songs today, were you singing them to Jesus? He is in our midst. If some important personality in this country or in the world was here, had come to visit our church, a very important personality had come here, we would all be aware of his presence. Oh, this great man has come to our church. We'd be aware of it, that man is there. I wonder if we come on Sunday recognizing that the greatest person that ever lived, Jesus Christ, is in our midst. I'm not saying this to condemn you, any of you, please. I'm saying this as one who was guilty myself of having failed to recognize the presence of Jesus when I sing a song. I've sometimes sung a song because I know the words so well. I don't even need to look at the board. And it's a nice song. I can swing my head and sing along. And then at the end of it all, I say, Lord, I didn't say that to you. I said, Thou art worthy, but who was I talking to? Did I recognize you are here and I'm saying to you, Thou art worthy? No. I wasn't saying it to you. I was just singing a song. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Ask yourself whether you haven't done that. It's not easy to be conscious of God's presence. It's the most important thing in life I've come to see. It's the answer to many, many of our problems. To recognize the presence of Jesus. Let me show you Psalm 16. This is a verse that I read 64 years ago when I was converted. But it never became real to me until the last 40 years or so. Imagine reading the Bible for so many years and not seeing the strength and power in a verse. Psalm 16, verse 11. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. It's got nothing to do with me. It's got nothing to do with you. God's presence brings fullness of joy to everyone whose conscience is clear. All I have to do is have a clear conscience. You don't need anything else to dwell in the presence of God. And you don't need to know the Bible. You don't need to have any gifts. Of course, you have to have forgiven others. If you have not forgiven somebody, God won't forgive you. Then, of course, you can't experience the presence of the Lord. Just forget it. If you haven't forgiven your husband, for example, for all the wrong things he did against you in your life so far, for all the ways in which he insulted your mother-in-law and your father-in-law, your mother and father, his mother-in-law and father-in-law, the way he insulted your father and mother, your husband insulted them. Have you forgiven him? And you husbands, for all the ways in which your wife insulted and your parents, have you forgiven her? All the ways in which your husband and wife cheated your parents in something or treated them badly. Bad behavior. But have you forgiven it? There are people who say, I can never forgive. I'll tell you, my dear brother, as a servant of the Lord, I'll tell you this. Please listen to me. If you say about what any human being has done to you, whether your husband or your wife or your neighbor or your boss or anybody, I can never forgive him. You know what God will say to you? I can never forgive you. You will not be forgiven on earth. You will not be forgiven in eternity. And you will not experience the presence of the Lord on earth. And you will not experience the presence of the Lord in eternity.